Greetings from Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. This is Lectionary at Lunch, and we're going to look in this session at the very short gospel reading for the circumcision and name of Jesus in all three of the lectionary years. This is Luke chapter 2, verse 21. Johann Gerhardt, in his Sacred Meditations, includes a meditation on the name of Jesus. I highly recommend taking a look at that as you begin to meditate and prepare your thoughts on this text for proclaiming to your people. What can be sweeter than the name of Jesus, Gerhardt wrote. O blessed Jesus, be thou indeed a Jesus to me. For thy holy name's sake, have compassion upon me. We'll let that stand as our opening prayer. Turning right to verse 21 of Luke chapter 2. Of course, much of Luke's preceding words would have been covered in the closing Advent and the Christmas Day and Eve services. So hopefully the context now is fresh in people's minds. Then we turn to verse 21, kai hote. So, and when, hote is a temporal conjunction that's often used with the aorist and of course, is setting up the time for something else by announcing when this happened, then that happened. Epleisthēzon hēmeri octo. And when they were fulfilled from pemplēmi, this is the aorist passive, third person plural, when what was fulfilled? Hēmeri, the days, 8 days. That's the nominative plural. Luke often uses verbs of fulfilling with the passage of time, and here it means simply a period of time has come to its end. Itzmeyer says Luke has referred to filling up days or time in 123, 157, 26, and will again in 222 immediately following this. So he says it simply means the time set for an activity has now come. It's hard for me, though, not to think that Luke never wants the thought to leave the reader's mind that all of these things are happening in fulfillment of a plan and purpose and promise. Okay, so 8 days having now been completed. Then you have two peritemein. This is an infinitive with the genitive article here to express aim or purpose. When Fitzmyer sort of translates, paraphrasing the expression, when 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise. This is sort of the period of that you had to complete in waiting in order to circumcise a child, and so that time has now arrived. Notice, however, that Luke doesn't actually narrate, at least not in finite verbs, the circumcision itself. His focus is on the naming. Kai eklethe ta anima autu Jesus. And the name of him, that's the subject. It's a passive verb, kaleo, in the aorist passive, third singular. His name was called Jesus. Again, this is not an unusual way to express it. It shows some Old Testament influence here, and Bedag can point you to the references there. The kai here, Plummer points out, is really sort of like our English then. And when this was fulfilled, then. It's the apodosis of the whole sentence. His name is Jesus. You can find lengthy discussions of the name of Jesus in terms of the biblical reader, of course, the etymology given by Matthew in his opening announcement that Jesus will save has served to be the one that readers of the New Testament use in seeing him as the promised Savior, and so his name reflects who he is and what he has come to do. Plummer notes in an aside that this passage, with the one about John the Baptist in chapter 1, these two form the chief biblical evidence that naming was connected with circumcision. among the Romans, Plummer notes, just in case you're curious here for a little bit of historical trivia, the naming of girls took place on the 8th day, of boys on the 9th. Among the Greeks, the naming festival was on the 10th day. So not uncommon to have the official naming of the child in a period of about a week after birth. But of course, in this context, it's connected much more directly with membership in the covenant through circumcision. So then continuing with the verse, ta klethen, this is the passive, aorist passive participle of kaleo. And it's really a little bit of shorthand here. This is really what he was called, the name he was called, that is, ta anima, ta klethen, by the angel, hippa tu angelu, pra tu silemphthenai auton ente koelia. So he was called, his name was called Jesus, which is in fact the name which was called or given to him by the angel before the conception, pra with the infinitive here, and then remember the subject goes into the accusative case. So before he was conceived, ente koelia, this is another word for womb or uterus. Well, that is our text. As I said, it's very short. It's interesting to notice here, and I think this is probably also what the average pastor would want to do as well. The focus is on the naming of Jesus, that all of this is happening in fulfillment of the angelic announcement and then sort of ultimately the purpose and plan of God. Remember that Mary had said, "May this happen according to what you've said." And Luke is now telling us that each detail, right down to the name, the timing of circumcision, and everything is happening according to plan. In our own reflection and meditation, of course, this is a wonderful time to stop and pause on what the name of Jesus means. And there, following the lines of thought I suggested with Gerhardt's meditation, on how wonderful it is to have this one as our Savior. From the perspective of being a reader of the gospel, of course, this makes us very eager to see what will this child do? How will he prove to be Savior? There, even in a small text like this, there are several themes that the preacher can pick up on. The certainty of God's promise and plan, the good news that the child that God has given us is Jesus, a Savior, and the trust and obedience we see in Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus to be presented. Luke does not really emphasize the sort of actual action of circumcision and all that that means. But again, that's been part of our reflection on what this particular event in the life of Jesus means for who he is and what he's come to do for us. So once again, may God give you a good measure of his Holy Spirit as you contemplate this passage of his word, apply it to yourself, and prepare to apply it to your people. Thank you.